Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, me. I don't know. Where do I start? You know, 1991. But yeah, I am a theater nerd turned writer turned bookie turned now podcaster, and I'm currently recording with you in my very disheveled apartment in St. Paul, Minnesota, which I moved into almost exactly 3 weeks ago, because why not move in the middle of a pandemic, right? So that's me in a nutshell.
I feel you about the whole moving in the pandemic. It's just quite an adventure, you know, so...
To say the least.
Yeah. So let's talk about your podcast. You got Boobies and Newbies podcast. What inspired you? Tell us about the podcast first and what inspired you to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. Boobies and Newbies, you know, I wasn't really a major podcast listener until probably like 3 or 4 years ago. Like I never really listened to them. I didn't really even know like what a podcast was. And it was when I was living in Chicago and going to grad school that I would spend so much time on the train and the bus commuting every day that I was either reading or I started listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I especially fell in love with podcasts that were about reading and literature. So it seemed like a natural step for me to take then to take my love of reading and translate that into a podcast myself. So 2-ish years ago, a little over 2 years ago at this point, I started, you know, conceiving ideas for, well, I want to talk about romance novels. It has to be romance novels because that's my main interest when it comes to reading. And, you know, thought about, well, what did I want to do? And I decided that what I really wanted to do was to introduce people, my friends, my family, strangers even. I wanted to introduce them to the genre that I had been in love with for, you know, 10 years. And I had people make fun of me for what I enjoyed reading. And that was the last thing I wanted anybody to feel when they're starting their reading journey, whether it's romance or otherwise. So Boobies and Newbies was born. And the whole idea behind it was to introduce newbie romance readers to their first or close to first romance novel and to read and review. See if they gave it a chance and they liked it. Great. If they didn't like it, hey, you tried something new for the day. So that was the whole idea behind it. And 2 years later, we're still here. We're still reading books. I'm still finding newbie guests. And yeah, it's been a blast.
I love it. I love it so much. I love to talk about romance and I love just hearing about people's romance journey. So talk to us about your romance journey. When did you get started? You mentioned it was 10 years ago. What was that first gateway drug?
Yeah. I'm with you. It's something too that, you know, in this past season, we're in the third season of Boobies Newbies. I've started asking authors in every interview I do, like, what's your romance, you know, gateway drug? Like, I always want to know like how people got into it too. And for me, I am one of the people that did not grow up as a reader. Like I've talked to so many authors where they were longtime readers. They inhaled everything they could get their hands on. And for me, that wasn't the case. I was a theater artist. I was more of a visual learner. I've always been a visual learner. So movies and television shows and plays, that was a lot more my speed. And I think it just was that I didn't find the genre that I wanted to read until I was 18 on winter vacation from my freshman year of college. And I was in my parents' house, picked up a book my mom happened to have on a pile of already read romance novels in the garage, and just fell in love with it. And from there, it really is a gateway drug, because I became an addict like overnight. I can still remember that first book. It was Rachel Gibson's I'm in No Mood for Love. And to this day, we'll always recommend that book to people, because it's the book that made me fall in love with falling in love.
I love this. Gosh. So what kind of genre do you read in terms of romance? You read contemporary, historical, smart novel? What's your go-to gateway?
Yeah, I do like a little bit of everything, but I think my go-to is for sure a little more contemporary. I do try to, especially now that I blog about romance and podcast about romance, I do try to be really well-rounded in the books that I choose to read. So I try to read a little bit of everything, historical, paranormal, you know, from BIPOC authors. But I do tend to stray back towards contemporary, I think, because I can picture myself in a contemporary rom-com, like, no problem. Mm-hmm. But seeing myself in a corset with no running water or toilets in England is less appealing to me. So contemporary is my go-to. And as far as like tropes go, fake dating is like my all-time number one. Like there's a bunch that I love, but fake dating is chef's kiss, like beyond the rest for me.
So talk to me about fake dating, because I love that so much. What are some of your go-to book recommendations within that trope?
Yeah. Let's see. So, I mean, the beauty of fake dating is just, I guess it's like the fantasy element of it is like this whole idea of like, you know, oh, he could be mine for fake, but wait, it's also for real. And so for fake dating recs, I love The Real Deal by Lauren Blakely. Mm-hmm. We didn't review it for Boobies and Newbies. We have done a Lauren Blakely book before, but this was one that I just picked up on a whim, and the whole premise around it like just appealed to me so much, because it was a girl who needed a fake date to bring home for her family reunion. And that just felt so real to me, because as the like resident single person in my family, this is something I would for sure subscribe to. So it was inspiring in that way. And then another one that's like complete opposite direction, but is still fake dating, is Play by Kylie Scott. Mm-hmm. I think it's the second book in her Stage Dive series. So if you like rock star romance with a little hint of fake dating, yeah, it's a good one. And then let's see, what's one more? Oh, The Deal by Elle Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And Elle Kennedy is one of my one-click authors. Like anything that she publishes, I immediately own it on my Kindle. So The Deal is part of her off-campus series. In fact, I think it's the first book. It's a college romance series. There's also sports. And that one actually had a lot of heart in it as well. Like I was really pleasantly surprised by, there were like some much more serious topics like underneath the surface of that one. And because it's the first book in the series and it hooked me so much, I of course went on to read the rest of the series, as well as purchase them in paperback. So that's the thing, is if it's the beginning of a series, because I'm one of those people that'll start at the beginning and it hooks me, that's it. I'm sold. I will buy the rest of them, like, hands down.
I feel you. So for me, The Deal was my gateway drug. That's the book that I got into romance, which is like such an amazing book to get you into romance, because like,
yeah,
fake dating has like really me, like they deal with like some real issues and real themes,
right?
So it was just like such a classic, and I love
that's a great gateway.
Yeah. So And then if you like the whole idea of fake dating for a family reunion, I started, this is YA, but it comes out in November. It's called Rent a Boyfriend by Gloria Chow.
It's I love it already.
The practice of like, you got to rent, I think she's in college or she's like, it's an older YA. But she has to rent, there's a company, there's Asian, this is actually in real life, within the Asian community, there are companies where you rent a boyfriend to bring to your family. And so you have to know the information and you kind of like have to pretend that you're almost together. So that way you don't have the question of like, where's your boyfriend? You're like, here he is.
So. I love it. I'm such a sucker for anything that's like about modern dating or like matchmaking, like anything that's like about a matchmaker. Cause I find that so fascinating. And I think it's like something that people don't explore enough in real life. Yeah. So the fact that that's like an agency, Oh my God, I love it so much.
I'm excited. So if I were your least favorite show, what would that be?
My least favorite. Oh, you know, and I do try to give everything a chance. I do. I'm not so much a fan. Okay, this is this is going to sound so weird. There's two of them that I think of and they're polar opposites. So I'm not a fan of insta-love stories and it's because I find them too easy. I am one of those people where I don't lose myself in the fantasy of romance. I'm that person that wants like a romance that I can envision for myself. So something like a little more realistic. Not that I don't love the idea of some man seeing me across the street and falling instantly in love. I mean, that sounds great. But also, it's too easy. It's just too easy. I like to see people work for it. I like to see people struggle and fall in love and like have to deal with all the messy things that come with it. So that's one of them. And then the opposite end of the spectrum is I do not like love triangles. I find them too messy and too complicated. Like I am here for the struggle. I am here for the complications, but I don't want that complication to come in the form of another person in the relationship. And that's not to say I don't love a good group love story because I am all for a ménage story. Like that's anything poly I am here for, but love triangles just don't work for me. It's just not for me because I feel like somebody is always left out of it. And more often than not, I feel like the person that's left out of it is, you kind of already know from the beginning that they're not going to be the one. So it just, I don't know. It just feels kind of wasteful to me.
Yeah. I feel like for me, love triangles, like it's not a happily ever after because not everyone's going to get it. Like, it's just like, someone's going to be left out and someone's not going to have their own, like, you know, it's going to feel bad about it. And you're just, you leave like the relationship in a sour note. It's like, you always have that other person lingering around. So
I agree. I will say though, I did read our most recent Boobies and Newbies book club read was Make Me Hate You by Candy Steiner. And this was actually a major topic we talked about during the book club was the idea of cheating and like, how do people feel about reading cheating in romance novels, especially because for me, I never associate cheating with romance. Like to me, it's usually, you know, if you do have a story with cheating, it's the beginning when somebody walks in on their significant other cheating on them. And that's how they get out of that relationship so that they can go start their new journey, their new relationship that we're going to be a part of. But this book was really interesting because it did play with the idea of both emotional and physical cheating. And is that ever okay? And that was like one of the questions we asked the book club was just like, is this okay? Like, do you ever think that cheating is acceptable? And basically everybody kind of came to the same consensus, which was that no, it's not okay, but it's not necessarily as black and white as we might see it. And this was like the one love triangle I've ever read where everybody was a good person like in it. I like usually you have that terrible douchebag of a character that you're like, yeah, cheat on him. He's get rid of him. We don't need him. Mm-hmm. No, this one was one where you're like, oh my God, I'm going to feel, my heart is going to get ripped out by the end of this book. Cause I know one of you is not going to get the girl and you're both beautiful human beings. And that's going to be tragic. And somehow it was handled so beautifully that I still finished the book like very, very pleasantly surprised and like emotionally fulfilled. And it's still very fresh. It's a fresh wound. And so I'm still thinking about it because I just find that so fascinating. I think like a love triangle could be done. It just has to be done well. Like, and I feel like too often it's not. So that's kind of why that's one that I tend to try to stay away from.
I feel, yeah. So in terms of contemporary romance, what have been some of your favorite books you read this past year?
Oh my gosh. I mean, where do we start? well, let's see. I for the podcast, we recently read The Boyfriend Project by Farah Rashan. And that was amazing. Mm-hmm. That was really, really good. And it had a lot of really subtle commentary and criticism on race and gender in the workplace and in the world, which when paired with the world today was like everything I really wanted. Because I think people think romance is fluff. A lot of people outside of the romance community who don't know any better think romance is fluff. And it's not. There's a lot of fantastic conversations and important conversations being had in romance written today. And that was the book that I think did a really good job at that. And then another one was one that surprised me because I don't usually read romance that involves teenagers. I don't usually, and I don't even mean like YA romance, although I guess this one I think was labeled as new adult. And, but I guess just because, you know, I'm on the upper side of my 20s now. And so I feel farther removed from say an 18-year-old. And, but I read The Girl in the Love Song by Emma Scott, and it was a beautiful high school friends to lovers, sort of like almost a soulmate type story that, again, it was really angsty, and I didn't know that I liked angst until the last year or so, I guess. I think I just, when I started reading romance, I wanted something much easier. I wanted that happily ever after for everyone, and it's going to be perfect and beautiful, and I still love that happy ending, but I've started to realize I find it so much more rewarding when there are more struggles and there is more emotional angst. And that was one that really, I think it's one of the few romances I've read where I've actually cried while reading it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
A romance that can give you all your feelings, that's amazing.
It does too. And I'm not a crier when I read. I'm not. I cry when I watch things. When I read, not so much, but I cried when I read that book.
Oh my gosh, amazing. So what are some of your most anticipated new releases for 2020? What are you looking for?
Oh yeah. Well, let me tell you, I have stocked up my NetGalley with plenty of advanced copies of books that I've got three that are at like the top of my list, and I haven't read any of them yet, but I am, oh God, the second that I get the chance and the time to do it, I am going to binge them start to finish. So first is The Roommate by Rosie Danan. I'm not sure. I'm terrible with names. But this book has basically been described to me as a like roommate's story where one of the roommates happens to be a porn star. Mm-hmm. And so I mean, I'm hooked. I read a romance last year that was about the porn industry. And I was just like, if you can somehow put romance into the porn industry, I'm sold. So that one I've seen a lot of people talking about. That comes out in September. And then Simmer Down by Sarah Smith comes out in October. And I was such a big fan of her first book, Faker, that I am already looking forward to this one. And this one involves food trucks. I mean, what's not to love about food trucks and romance? I know that I'm going to be hungry while reading it. So I'm going to come prepared and have like book in one hand, tacos in the other, like, you know, just in case. And then my last one is How to Fail at Flirting by Denise Williams. And that's in December. So I've got my copies. I just need to buckle down and read them. So I'm excited though. And I know that not everybody has these advanced copies. So there's so much to look forward to. Like there's so much to anticipate. And they're already talking about these books on all these lists and on Goodreads. So yeah, I'm super excited.
So I read How to Fail at Flirting last week. And it was delightful. It's a little heavier, so when I warn it, there are some real topics. It's a little heavier than a rom-com, but it's delightful. So
good. Good. Well, and you know how I feel about a little darker, a little more angsty now. So, yeah, I mean, that might just be what I want.
I think you're going to like it. So, this is awesome. So, what books are your TBR?
Oh my God. I mean, what books aren't on my TBR? Yeah.
We're like, only talking about three. So
yeah, and you know what? I'm fairly new to the whole Goodreads thing. Like I'm somebody that like for years, if a book just caught my interest, like the cover of it on Instagram, I would just like save the picture. And that was like the bulk of me building a TBR list. So I've just started doing the whole official Goodreads TBR list. And I recorded an episode 2 days ago and my guest recommended a series to me that's a hockey series.
Ooh, tell me.
That, and I haven't read this and I want to say it came out a couple years ago or at least started a couple years ago, and it's called the Denver Rebels series by Maureen Smith.
Ooh.
I mean, it's so funny. Like people are always like, Kelly, you haven't read this? I'm like, I can't read everything. Nobody can read everything, like as much as I wish we could. And so that one, I love hockey series and I haven't read it. So I added it immediately to my TBR list. The Pool Boy by Nikki Sloan comes out in August and we're going to be reading that for Boobies and Newbies. And it looks hot, like just the cover alone is smoking. So I know that it's an older woman, younger man romance, which I am here for that. So, and then can I recommend one that's like not a romance novel?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, I mean, something that I've started doing more recently is I'm part of a few virtual book clubs because it's a great way, I feel like, to just kind of keep up with people, especially during these uncertain times, shall we say? And, you know, I just moved across the country, so it's a great way to connect. And we're reading Untamed by Glennon Doyle next month. So I'm really excited. I have bought my copy. I've had it sitting on my shelf for like 2 weeks, and this is going to be the perfect excuse for me to read it. And yeah, I try to mix in a little nonfiction with the fiction that I read just to kind of remind myself of like what's going on in the outside world. Like last month it was White Fragility. The month before it was Between the World and Me. And now it's Untamed. So yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of stepping outside of romance for a hot second. I'm not going anywhere. And taking in Glennon Doyle and then, you know, jumping back into The Pool Boy.
I love it. did you read Nikki Sloan other work, like Three Little Words or her series?
I haven't. I don't think I've read Nikki Sloan before. And so this one, the cover was like what first caught my eye, but I'm excited.
Yeah, I read her erotic moments here. So it's definitely erotic. It was just so good. It's set in a sex club, I think. It's like they have to go through a whole process of negotiation.
Of course.
It's the whole process, but it's a really good series. So I know it's going to be hard for our Nikki Sloan's.
Oh, yeah. And I know that it's the second book in a series from her. So I think before I read The Pool Boy, I'm going to go back and read the first book. It's called The Nashville Neighborhood Series. Okay. And I'm like, Nashville, like it's summertime. That's just like sweltering hot in my mind. So it's perfect time.
Perfect. Awesome. So tell us where we're going to find you online.
Yeah, of course. You can connect with me on all, you know, the usual socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Boobies Podcast, BOOBIES Podcast. And I recently launched the Boobies and Newbies website, so boobiesandnewbies.com. And that's where we have all the info about, you know, what's coming up on the book club. That's something that we run on Facebook every month. People can join in, add their thoughts, you know, chat with some people from all over the world, and you might even take home a giveaway prize. So that's kind of cool. And we've got all sorts of fun stuff going on.
Thank you, Kelly, for being the show.
Yeah, thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.